In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they need to figure out some. We need more music docs.
I agree. And you, like, it's funny to say that because we have so many documentaries right now. We've never been more documentaries.
The story behind UGK.
Not everybody needs a documentary, or a podcast. No. Like, I think we do better to limit who's getting them.
The biggest thing with this whole podcast thing, especially these sports podcasts, and maybe I'll just me just looking at it from, like, the basketball podcasts are, no, I'm sorry, football podcasts are more. Of, like, talking more about the game itself, a little bit more. Basketball, these we just talk about each other.
Yes.
Yeah, just talk about each other and tell old stories that probably ain't never was that who they're telling a story about probably never thought it would come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they think in basketball there's like a statute of limitations on embarrassing stories or something.
It's like, damn.
And that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Like the majority of these, like the Gilbert Arenas one, which again, I'll admit, I enjoy watching the clips. The clips tend to be pretty funny. The Jeff Teague one, like there's a lot of these different ones where, they just kind of tell old stories and it's like, huh, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You slept with his wife, huh?
Yeah.
Dang, shouldn't have done that.
You know what I mean?
That, now, like, he's mad again.
But I'm just telling you this.
Because, like, I bet he's got Twitter.
But the one guy who needs that's back that I enjoy, because he's just funny as hell to me, and he don't got to say that, is Vernon Maxwell.
Yes.
Vernon Maxwell is funny as hell.
Because all he does is tell stories about fighting his teammates.
Yeah, dude. That dude there is funny as hell, man. But I was just like, damn, all y'all just do is just talk back and forth and then get mad at each other and call each other different names. And I was better than you at this point. Now I'm like...
Yeah, no, it is true.
We all had a day.
The football podcasts tend to be a lot more stories and then analyzing current football. The NBA podcast, I mean, some of them are talking about current basketball, but not the most popular ones.
Yeah.
The most popular NBA podcasts talk a little bit, but then it's all just like old stories and stuff. But maybe the code of the locker room is different in the NBA and the NFL.
It could be. But, I mean, I was like, damn, y'all mad at each other again? What did I miss?
I know.
Oh, you say this about me. Put my career against your career. Now, both of y'all been out of the league forever, and neither one of y'all. And that's the one right there. None of them are superstar players. They're good players. Don't get me wrong. Nobody scrubs.
Sure.
But none of y'all were the elite of elite at your...
Who are we talking about right now, for instance? Who's mad at each other now?
Swaggy P and Jack are mad. They're going back
Steven Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And you're like, okay. Because I like Jack. I ain't a big Swaggy P guy.
Yeah, look.
But I like Jack. I blanked with Jack.
Yeah, neither one of them were superstars. But if you were talking about, I want a guy on my team and we're trying to win, you want Steven Jackson.
Yeah, well, I blanked.
Steven Jackson's an NBA champion.
I blanked with Jack.
Yeah.
But they're like, y'all just fuss it. Like, you know what? Fine. Is there any baseball player podcast that baseball players do?
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
Okay.
I listen to, it's hard to pick one because I listen to so many of them.
Like, I don't be in a situation where I got to listen to a lot of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Because the only time I would listen to podcasts is in the car.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm not going to be at the house listening to, I don't be at the house listening to that podcast.
I didn't used to be a big podcast listener. I don't know. I find myself driving in listening to more podcasts.
I listen to New Heisel.
I don't know what changed.
I listen to New Heisel in them in the morning coming in, because I like Coach New Heisel. I hope he gets that damn job.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
If Rick Neuheisel gets hired by Washington State to be their head coach, that would be very fun.
Yes.
I can't tell. Like, a lot of my Washington State fans are talking about it on Twitter, but I can't tell if they're sarcastic about it.
Right.
Because it doesn't seem like they're excited.
Right.
Which I would understand.
But my thing is, that goes back to, I think we mentioned this like last week, Buck. And this is part of the college football corner, whatever. Because I was saying the same thing to you.
Yeah, like, we're in the college football corner now.
It was when Coastal Carolina fired their coach, mm-hmm. right? For going 6-6.
Yep.
And I'm like, what the hell? What's your expectation? What's Washington State expectation?
Well,
who the hell do y'all think y'all are? Y'all keep losing coaches.
Well, I know, but that's the thing is that they keep losing them. They keep hiring the right people.
You think Newhouse, that's what I'm saying. You think Newhouse is going to leave?
I know, but that's also hard. It's like, so is that what we're looking for? We want to try to hire someone that won't leave?
Hire Ryan Leaf. He's rehabbed enough.
That sounds like a really good idea.
he's rehabilitated himself.
But you know what it is, right? Like, it's that weird ground right now of like, we had that great caller yesterday from James Madison. He was a James Madison fan.
Yes.
He was like, this is what we are. Like, the best thing we can do is to hire really good coaches, get them for a year or two, try to win as much as we can, and then they go on to bigger programs.
Right.
And that's, you know, sadly, and I think some of that could be solved by what we were talking about earlier, if they separated this thing and had it where there's like a tournament or a league or a trophy or a championship for Group of Five and a different one for Power Five or whatever it is.
Right.
Because it seems like that's kind of where we're headed. I still think their coaches would be poached, but I don't know. I don't know if there's a way to protect against that. I don't think there is right now. But yeah, I mean, Washington State over the last, just think about what's happened to the Washington State Cougars over the last 2 years.
Yes.
They got left out of conference realignment.
They did.
So they're over there by themselves. Now, luckily, Oregon State and a bunch of other West Coast schools have started, the Pac-12 is going to exist again. So at least they're going to have a conference. They lost Cam Ward to Miami,
yes.
who was the number one pick.
Yes.
They lost John Mateer to yes. Oklahoma, who is who knows what he's going to do, but yes. what he's done. They've lost their coach to Wake Forest, and now they've lost their coach to
being UConn, right? No. Oh, God.
Somewhere. Wherever their coach yes. that just left went somewhere, yes. too. So, like, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to tell them how to feel about anything.
I think that you like it that they're struggling.
I mean, I wish I did. I wish I could enjoy it. It's just sad. Oh. Like, I mean, I want to beat them in football.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want Washington to beat them in football.
Right.
I don't want their program to be dragged through the mud and embarrassed like this. Like, this sucks. Like, it's not fun for them.
They had a head coach yet?
I don't think so. No, that's why we're talking about.
What I meant by that is, I should say, who do you think they should go get? Meaning, if it's not Neuheisel, is it another guy?
Up and comer.
That's what I'm saying, an up and comer guy.
Yeah. I would say kind of embrace like we were just talking about with the James Madison.
Okay.
Try to get the best guys you can get, and this is what life's going to be.
Right.
And maybe as the landscape shifts, maybe it changes a little bit. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, whatever. Whatever makes them happy, they should do. Because it sucked for the last couple of years. I don't think anybody's been more screwed by this new world than Oregon State and Washington State.
Yeah, because you think about, they were a fabric of a Power Five conference who this thing was made for. And they, like, it was so bad. They didn't even get an invite.
No, they just got left out.
They got left. Yeah. It wasn't even a case of, you know what, can we just come? We don't even want no money.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Because, like, USC took UCLA to the Big Ten.
Yes.
They didn't really want them.
No.
They took them with them.
Yes.
But Washington and Oregon teamed up, which still, you know.
Feel a little icky about it.
Gross.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever. I guess you had to do what you had to do. And, yeah, so that meant Oregon State and Washington State just got left. They're like,
what about us?
What are we supposed to do? I don't know. Big 12? Big 12 like, nah, we want Arizona and Utah and Colorado and those teams. All right. ACC? Nah, we want Stanford and Cal. SEC? Nah, we're contiguous. Sorry. Can't call us.
Yeah, nah, we good.
But here's the thing. Like, if the Pac-12 could have just figured out a way to survive, then with everything that's changing in college football, look what the Big 12 has done.
Yes.
With money pouring into some of these programs. They've had teams in the playoff the last couple of years. Texas Tech gets a bye this year because they're one of the best four teams in the country. I realize there's not money like that at Wazoo, but Indiana has gone from the losingest team in college football history to the best story in college football in a decade. Like, that could have happened at either one of those schools. That's all I'm saying is, like, you know, with the landscape shifting the way that it has, it seems like anybody is a good hire, a good quarterback, and investment from alumni into being a good program. I think it's that quick. Or the flip side, you get forgotten and you're just out there in the palouse holding the bag. And then your new coach goes to his new school, does a press conference, and tells everybody how much you have to spend in NIL.
Yeah, I'm
looking. He told yesterday publicly that Washington State has $2.5 million in NIL.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he should have never said that.
Oh, no.
Even though it's true. And,
right,
but that's
right.
That's embarrassing.
Damn. So,
anyway, I hope whatever happens to them is good.
Yeah,
I'm not enjoying it.
Looking at it like, because you know me now, I go, look, like, who's rich and famous that went to Washington State?
I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
But yeah, I mean, but
there's got to be
somebody. There's got to be somebody. And I'm looking, but no, you think about the crazy part, which you said, the $2.5 million.
It's very sad.
That's very bad. It's very bad.
Yeah, there's individual players, many across the country, that are getting more than that this season.
By itself.
You said the Heisman finalists were announced?
Yes, they were. They were announced.
Who are these men?
So you have, obviously, you have Fernando Mendoza,
mm-hmm.
Diego Pavia,
mm-hmm.
Julian Love.
Jeremiah Love.
Jeremiah Love. I keep calling damn Julian.
I don't know.
And cause there was a Julian that played at Notre Dame, but he was a DB, I think it was. And what's the last one at?
Saiyan.
Julian Saiyan.
To me, it's a two-horse race.
Me too.
Mendoza, I would give it to Diego Pavia. I would give it to Diego Pavia. I think he is. I don't know. I just like him.
No, I do too.
I like him.
I do too.
Yeah, but more likely because Mendoza, you think about it, number one quarterback, number one team, beat Ohio State. Saiyan didn't play really good in that last game. Neither Mendoza was. He was good enough in the game.
Yeah, he was good enough.
He was good, but he has that Heisman moment.
He has that moment against Penn State, and yeah, man, I don't know, 13-0, first time ever, number one seed. Yeah. Maybe that'll do it. Either way, I hope it's a close vote. Either way, I'm happy with those guys being the Heisman Trophy winner. I think there's other guys that kind of deserve to be there too. Yes. Rodriguez, the linebacker from Texas Tech,
he's won every defensive award so far.
I know Haynes King is getting a ton of awards from the ACC and all that. I just wish the final couple weeks had gone a little bit differently in his performance, so he maybe could have been there too. Just kind of an unfitting end to the season that he was putting together, them losing three out of their last four.
Right.
All right, let's hear one thing from Pete Bavakwa. As much as everyone's kind of making fun of him for going on this media tour and crying, I understand what he's doing because it's his job. But he did say one thing that I do agree with. And here he is talking about that Tuesday night show on ESPN. The AD at Notre Dame, Pete Bavakwa, talking.
Saying that a lot of people
think.
He's going
to say some stuff.
We're frustrated with the process. It's the process that bothers us.
Well, those ranking shows bother me, Pete, because...
Well, they bother me, too, because, you know, if we had assembled as a team on Sunday and rankings hadn't told us for the previous weeks, we're in, take care of business, and, hey, you know what, Notre Dame, you're 11, and now you're going to get squeezed out because of the conference tie-ins and Miami beat you, and, hey, I get it. But these ranking shows, as I said yesterday, like, what's the point? Why kind of send these signals and get the hopes up of these teams, these coaches, these kids on the team that believe they're doing everything necessary? And then, like I said, it just felt in that room a collective sense of the rug being taken out from under us without any explanation that I've heard that has me feeling better about it.
Yeah, but you know the reason, though. I mean, you can say I don't understand the point of it, but you do understand the point of it because you're a grown-up and you understand business. That's content for ESPN, who, like we said before, like, you know, the commissioners of the conferences have a ton of power. Obviously, they're fighting it out.
Right.
Networks are the ones. Like, those aren't, I mean, I don't know, maybe they'll go away. Like, the fact that Herb Street and some of these other kind of pretty powerful folks at ESPN were saying that the Tuesday thing should go away, maybe will give a hint that it's going to, but I doubt it.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
They love it.
But I think about it.
It's a perfect content creator.
And again, I said it earlier in the show. I understand. I would be mad too, as it did feel, you know, misleading and all those different things.
Definitely.
But you're freaking Notre Dame, man. Get over yourself, all right? As much as you like to thump your chest at everybody about you not needing a damn conference in football, all right, which we understand you don't. But at the same time, don't get butt hurt because you not being in a conference. Because if they were in the ACC, they'd probably be in.
Probably.
Yeah. They were in,
because they would have been in the ACC championship game.
But no.
And they would have won it and they would be in probably.
But no.
But no, I mean, they're doing what Notre Dame does.
But that's what I'm
saying.
They
got the rules changed.
Yes, they got the rules changed.
So now they're going to get in automatically if they get a top 12 ranking.
You know what? If they're not going to play in a conference, they should have to play an extra game.
I agree.
Yeah,
or something.
Even if they're not in a conference, they should have to play an extra game.
There's got to be something to it. But yeah, look, you can have the drama without the Tuesday announcement.
Yes.
The NCAA tournament, people argue about who gets into the field all year long, and then Selection Sunday, we don't know what it's going to be, and we find out. They could do it like that if they wanted, but they don't want to.
They don't want to.
They want that hour, and they want your eyeballs, and they want your clicks, and they want your arguments.
Yeah,
that's what
man.
They want.
Hey, this Saturday from noon to 2, join Ali Mack at Ed Voyles, Kia, and Marietta as they get you ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky family with an ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV, with the rolling stand, there'll be other prizes, and you can also win tickets to a upcoming home game. That's this Saturday, noon to 2, with Ali Mack at Ed Voyles, Kia, and Mayreta.
I will say, like, I think that I don't care what happens to Notre Dame. I think that's probably the biggest part of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch any of.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Those Tuesday shows? So I didn't hear any of the nonsense, and because it didn't matter. And we said it from the first one. You don't have to watch them because they can change their mind whenever they want to.
Right.
Maybe that's why we're reacting to it the way that we are. We didn't sort of follow the drama all along. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Paul Allen is the wealthiest, famous alumni from Washington State.
Paul Allen.
That's right here.
Is dead.
I know he's dead, but they're saying that's the most famous.
He's got family. All right. Throw it over there. Expand Martin Stadium. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.